Hey everybody, happy Tuesday. Hey everybody, happy Tuesday. I'm super excited to start this new series that I'm calling Tuesday, Tales of Tribulations and Triumphs around building a professional network. So if you're watching this, my name is Dwight Dillon. If you don't know me, if you already know me, if you're part of my Facebook group, then hi, it's great to see you. So tonight I'm gonna be sharing with you. We're gonna get right into it. Four failures and lessons that really taught me that I learned when as I've been growing my professional network over the last 9 years. And I'm super excited to get into it. So here we go. Okay. Lesson number one. Okay. When I first got started, I had just come off a cruise ship and I had no idea where to meet the kind of people that I needed to meet to really get a business going. And so, not having a lot of clarity, I just kind of took the shotgun approach, and I just decided to talk to everybody. Now, the thing was, is that back then I talked to just everybody, and so I didn't really say the right things. I decided, hey, you know what? I just got back from a cruise ship and I don't really have a job. It's kind of hard to get a job and I'm starting a business. So I'll just go drive for Uber and Lyft. And so I just basically talked to everybody who was in my car, right? And that was good and that was fine. And that got, like me used to, because I like meeting new people. So I got used to talking to everybody about what I was doing, but I didn't have any intention behind it. And so I just went really, really wide with a bunch of random people. There was just no clarity. And when there's no clarity, the results don't come in as you want them. And in my case, I was sitting down with a lot of people, but with a lot of people who were saying no to me, and I didn't know why. And honestly, like my first year, most people said no to me in business because I was just really unclear about who to talk to, even though, I got the coaching, but my mindset was not in the right place to go, like, oh, okay, I gotta intentionally talk to the right people. So what I really finally learned is, hey, get clear on who you need to talk to and who's gonna trust you. And that took a lot of growth on my part, because honestly, the people who I needed to talk to for my business were people who I was scared to talk to, ironically. I also, and it's part of it too, I've had a stutter my whole entire life. Some days are good, some days are bad. So good so far, right? Pretty good so far. And it just never goes away. And so 9 years ago, I was very, very, I was very nervous and I was very shy and I was very, just, I had a lot of shame around my stutter. Not so much anymore, sometimes still, but I'm working on it every single day, right? So that was the first lesson. I had no idea what, where to, and what to meet people. And it was just a matter of like, you know what? I just gotta like get clarity. And once I got clarity, and I still get clarity every single day, now I really just want to like talk to growth-minded individuals and they're showing up, which is so awesome. For example, if you're not a part of my Facebook group, it is an extension of this live. My Facebook group's all about a bunch of people getting together to learn how to build a network, a professional network. So if you're seeing this and you want to be part of that group, please drop in the comments the word network and I'll send you an invitation to that group. It's some great people in there, really good people. Anyway, number two. After my first 3 years in the business, one of my biggest setbacks was the fact that I looked back and I was in Los Angeles and I had no friends. I mean, outside of like my business colleagues, but outside of business, I didn't really have a life. And 3 years after being in business, my wife and I, we moved out to North Carolina. She was my girlfriend. No, she was my fiance back then. I proposed and then we moved, right? I didn't want to be the, yeah, that's how we did it. And I just, I came out here and I remember when I looked back, I was like, what friends do I have in Los Angeles? And aside from, again, from my business colleagues, and they're my friends, some of my best friends actually, but outside of business, one guy actually, his name is BJ Lang, a great friend of mine. He's kind of actually a big deal in Hollywood, but we met when I was doing Uber, and that's the only guy who I actually made friends with. Unfortunately, I had such a transactional mindset back then, and I didn't slow down to really build friendships. I didn't slow down to build any communities. I wasn't a part of a church, you know. I wasn't a part of. I didn't have hobbies outside of driving my car, right? So I realized, you know what? I moved down here to North Carolina, I'm actually just gonna build friendships. I'm gonna get into communities and just build communities. And now I've got some amazing friends. Some people, yeah, they know that I'm in business. Some of them are even clients. Some of them have been business partners too. But the most important thing is our friendships. And I didn't take the time to slow down, other than my wife too, of course, right? So BJ, my wife. But other than that, I didn't take the time to just slow down and build actual friendships. And now I'm doing that, and I'm still honing that skill, learning how to be an actual, like, a friend. It's a skill, funny enough, you know. One of the things you learn in business is who are your friends and who aren't. A whole different story there. So anyway, let's go on to number three. Evolving my network. So this actually happened like maybe 6 months, even a year ago. My network evolved. In a very, very drastic change. There was one person who I kind of put him up on a pedestal, and funny enough, we actually met when I was doing Uber. You can see I met a lot of people in Uber. That was like my only place to actually meet people. Oh, one viewer here, welcome. And so when I was doing Uber, I met this guy. I'm not gonna name his name just out of, integrity and privacy. And he posed as a friend, he was a millionaire, and I kind of put him on a pedestal back then because I didn't have any millionaire friends outside of my, business. And I just didn't, honestly, I felt very, very nervous just knowing him, right? I was like, oh my gosh, I've got a millionaire friend. But that was my mindset. My mindset was like, oh my gosh, millionaires are better than me. And I really thought that they were better than me because that was my self-esteem back then. And so, we kept in touch, all that kind of stuff. He invited us over to his place. All that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, I remember this was, yeah, about 6, 8 months ago, maybe a year ago. We were going back and forth, excuse me. And he asked me, hey, I've got this friend who's going to be publishing a book. He's doing a book tour. I think it would be a really good idea for your brand to help him out. And I went back and forth with my wife on, hey, we should take some time on this. And he, I ended up realizing with my wife, I'm like, you know what, this is not a good investment of my time. And so I told him that over text. I thought he was going to be civil. But right as I told him no, he immediately turned, he did the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing immediately. And I was blown away with just his character. Come to find out that he is actually a pretty horrible person. There were some videos of him that we found back during the pandemic of him like punching some Uber driver and going to jail for a few days. So in that moment when I finally said no to somebody who I'd always said yes to in the past, my network evolved, my standards evolved. And this is the beautiful thing about building a network, right? Is as I've grown, my network has grown as well. There's some people who I thought were close friends or who I was closer with, but then all of a sudden, just like our mutual interests and things like that, we just, went our separate lanes. No ill will towards them. Just as I'm evolving, my network evolves. And I realize that, I don't put people on pedestals anymore because, they've got their chapters in life and I've got my chapters in life, and we're all stardust, right? Now that my network is continually evolving, yeah, people come, people go, but that was a very pivotal moment. I said no to somebody who I never said no to before, and he did a 180, and he called me all a bunch of names, and it was very surprising, honestly, and very disappointing to say the least too. But that was a big learning lesson, going, hey, you know what? Saying no to the wrong person who I've always thought was, way up here, actually helps me grow. So, all right, and here's the fourth one. This kind of goes along with what I just mentioned. Personal growth, right? Anybody who is on the track to building a professional network, and I'll use myself as an example, right? I've had to grow to build a professional network. The level of professionals in my network compared to 4 years ago, compared to now, is totally different. The way that I show up is totally different. When I got on here, I was thinking to myself, like, should I wear a t-shirt and hat, or should I actually, like, wear what I usually wear when I show up for, any kind of professional environment? And those of you who know me know that, I like looking sharp everywhere I go. I just want to make sure that, hey, if there's somebody there and they're gonna see me, their first impression of me, I want their first impression to be my best self, and just make my best self a habit. I haven't always done this. A lot of people who know me before I got into business, I used to have, a mohawk. I had no tooth. I wore suspenders and bell bottoms. Like, I didn't always, present myself like this, right? And that's an evolution, So, I'm realizing that professional networks are always growing and evolving. Now, with that said, I never actually remove people from my network unless they deserve to be removed. Like Dr. Jekyll, right? He became Mr. Hyde, right? So I never remove people unless I know that they're really gonna drag me down. I'll just, stop communicating with them. Because every now and then, people who I've known for a while, they've seen my growth, and if they want to come along this growth journey with me, right on. But I've come to the point now where I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna keep growing. My network is gonna keep evolving, and I used to not think that way. I used to, hold on to those relationships so tight, and I used to, chase people down. I don't want to chase people anymore. I'm done with that, right? And now I just want to keep growing, keep becoming the better version of myself, and keep meeting new people every single day and see how my network evolves. And pretty soon, there's going to be a bunch of people around me who are on the same growth path. So, speaking of being on the same growth path, I hope you're watching this thinking to yourself, like, hey, I'm going to actually take action on this. And whatever you take action on, please write that down in the comments. Write the word action, and then one thing that you learn from this, if you learn anything from this. If not, no big deal. But with that said, actually, in addition to, if you actually want to become a part of an environment where you not only, are going to be growing, but you're also going to be meeting other people who want to evolve their professional networks as well, please request to come into my Facebook group. It's called Connect From Zero. The place, I forget actually the title of it, but if I go ahead and in the comments leave the word network, and I will know that you want an invitation into the group. It's an awesome group. People are there just like they're getting after it. They're hustlers. All different backgrounds, all different fields, and we just want to grow and learn and build our professional network together. And I do have a special gift for you on the inside that I'm currently working on right now. So, if you're watching this, I saw a handful of people come in and out. Thank you so much for, watching. This is my first live of many in this series of trials and tribulations of building a network, and I hope you had a lot of fun. I know I did, and have a great night.